Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBNW.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
All right, welcome. The days fly by fast, and yet they're filled with pleasure, and we're going to have one of those days here today, at least for the first segment, before I get into some of the more serious and distracting issues of the day. Joining us, as he does quite frequently, is Alex Wilson. He's the Chief Executive Officer of PreciousTimber.com. And if you want to check out a company that provides extraordinary returns and is not really vulnerable to the ups and downs of the everyday market, but it is for truly a different investor, you should have $100,000 or more to put into this. And Alex will talk about it in a second here, but he's not an investment advisor and he's not giving any investment advice. I want to be clear of that. Alex, great to have you on.
Hey, good morning. It's nice to be back with you.
Yeah, nice to have you on. And I hate to do this to you every show, but we have new listeners every show. Maybe you can give a brief overview and perhaps qualify the type of investor who would be interested in what you're doing.
Absolutely. We're in the agricultural space, the tropical alternative agricultural space, too, Stu. We're down in Central America, particularly right there on the Costa Rican border with Nicaragua. Our commodities that we grow are very valuable, precious, sought-after hardwoods. We're in the coconut business, and we're in the coffee-growing business, too. We manage our own portfolio, and we manage on behalf of our private investor clients. Those are accredited investors only. This space is perfect for individuals that focus on long-term capital preservation, long-term wealth creation, and also for those that are seeking, you know, inflation-protected long-term income. Most of the commodities that we grow, especially the coffee and the coconuts, produce an annualized income. And then, of course, for those that may be familiar with timber as an asset space, as you mentioned, doesn't zig and zag when the market zig and zag. Our profits come from biology, and so you plant a seedling in the ground, and if you have patience, it's going to turn into a nice log. The great thing is about where we're doing this is you don't have those long waiting periods before you have to harvest. You don't have to wait 35 years like you would here in the U.S. or North American timber space. We can get things done in less than half the time.
All right, go to PreciousTimber.com, PreciousTimber.com. Please direct your inquiries to someone there, not me. My job here is as a conduit, is just to help communicate the situation to you. I did a little history study here, and I saw what Nicaragua is and what it was and what it is today. And you've been talking about this transformation, but I never really realized to the extent that Nicaragua has transformed.
Absolutely remarkable is the only way to really describe it. Today's Nicaraguans, they abhor violence and conflict, and they stand very, very hopeful and happy about their future and their prospects. With regards to safety, Nicaragua is now the safest country in CAPTA, which is the Central American, Panama, and Dominican Republic region. So notwithstanding, you know, the Northern Triangle of Honduras and others where there's still quite a bit of, you know, crime and what have you, Nicaragua is a very peaceful, law-abiding country with GDP growth of almost 5% each and every year since the 2008 crash. Of course, lots and lots, I mean, billions and billions of direct foreign investment pouring into the country, a huge amount of movement of people not coming out of the country but going into the country. A lot of Americans and a lot of other European expats are moving there because of its peacefulness, of course, its climate, its cost of living. And, you know, one of the main things for us is we're there to make a meaningful impact on society, too. Our company, whilst we are fortunate to grow such valuable commodities, we are an impact investment company. And so we like to make meaningful impacts into the social consciousness of the country, and also the environmental aspects.
Talking about reports and talking about Nicaragua and safety, I understand there's a recent IMF report out.
Yes, there is. There's an IMF report that goes through the detailed sort of transformation, the things that the country has done. In fact, there's a recent Moody's report that has them, you know, once again, in a very positive light. I think the best way for your listeners to bring themselves up to speed, because, you know, our memories are very, very vivid, and of course Nicaragua had to go through a violent revolution to kick out the dictator Somoza's, and so that was 30 plus years ago. But since then, tremendous things have happened, and it's one of those countries that if you know, not fortunate to get this news, because, you know, we seem to be focused on negative all the time on the news media. This is positive. This is a positive story, and it certainly is a pleasure because they welcome with their arms open American tourists. They love to meet Americans.
Yeah, you know, one of these questions I've been meaning to ask you for weeks that I have not gotten to is where is your company regarding ratings?
Yeah, well, I mean, for us, we rate everything on the success of our clients, the success of the impact that we make, both socially, environmentally, and, of course, financially. So with regards to how we rate ourselves and how others rate us, it's on performance. And we have a tremendous staff. We have a tremendous infield agricultural management team. We're not growing things that are perishable. I mean, we're growing very valuable commodities that, you know, if timing is sort of off in the economy, we don't have to sell it. We can store our profit. We can keep our profit and sell it at a time that we like. So with regards to rating where we're at, I would say, you know, probably the best way to rate us is to come and visit us. I mean, that way you get to see not just the numbers, but you get to see the personal attention that's provided and given.
Where do you stand, Alex, right now, and how's the curve looking on direct foreign investment from the U.S. and other countries?
Well, Nicaragua is doing very well. Nicaragua is attracting a lot of money. Nicaragua has got a peaceful, you know, populace. It's got a very pro-social capitalist government. In fact, recently it was named as the 10th best country on earth for women's rights, for goodness sake. So it's getting a lot of great, you know, rapport. It's getting a lot of recognition. And what's driving that, of course, is the, you know, for me, I'm seeing it every day, is the fervent desire by the average Nicaraguan to get well educated. They have a tremendous education system. You know, you've got this young populace, probably more than 70% of the population is younger than 40 years of age. They're not moaning and complaining and being concerned about what they don't have, but they're anxious to step up the ladder. And it's a refreshing place to do business.
We've only got about a minute left here. Can you give us kind of a prototypical look, a profile of your the kind of client that you work with?
Yeah, our clients are like I said a little earlier, they're very, very detailed in their investment approach. Most of the investors in this space are on the higher net worth angle, institutions and endowments and high net worth individuals. They particularly, as I mentioned, are focused not so much on short-term profit, but long-term capital wealth preservation and wealth creation. And so the model for us is very simple. I mean, this is a long-term business. You better not make a short-term decision. It's all about people. We're fortunate to be able to pick and choose our clients, and we like our clients to pick and choose us against anyone else in the industry. Listen, if it's good enough for Harvard Management Company, who's investing in Nicaragua in this space, it's probably good enough for most investors.
All right, on that note, it's been a pleasure. We look forward to getting further updates next week, Alex Wilson. All I'm asking you to do is go to PreciousTimber.com. Just do that for me, and you may be doing it for yourself.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
MyPillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special, plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-950-0658. That's 800-950-0658, and use promo code STU. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Worldwide demand is making coconuts one of the highest yielding cash crops available today. Coca-Cola, Pepsi, and many high net worth individuals have invested billions of dollars into coconuts for strong growth and solid long-term income. Yields could be as high as 18% or more per year. Capital appreciation and exceptional income for up to 60 long years would be an absolutely brilliant investment to pass on to future generations. Diversify wisely with direct ownership of fully managed coconuts on prime farmland close to the beautiful Costa Rican border. For more information, qualified accredited investors should go to profitsincoconuts.com or phone 855-888-6288. That's 855-888-6288. This announcement does not constitute an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offer made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288 or visit profitsincoconuts.com. Profitsincoconuts.com.
Hey there, did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Biz Talk Radio.
The Legal Exchange, Saturdays 1 to 2 p.m., a.m. 1120, WBNW.
Hi, I'm Jim Cook, the brewer and founder of Sam Adams, and a friend of Stu Taylor. He's a great interviewer. He brings out the best in everybody that he talks to, and he helped me sell some books. Cheers.
Darling, you send me, I know you send me, darling, you send me, honestly.
All right, that's the late Sam Cook. My God, what a set of lungs on him. What vocal cords. Another entertainer ending up with tragedy as his girlfriend shot him to death. And we move on here. Talking about shooting to death, I didn't make this connection until right now. Donald Trump is shooting himself to death. It's... I've been asked, what do you think now? Do you think he's a little mentally unhinged? I said, yeah. Yeah, I do. But I thought that might have been a possibility right from the beginning. What he's doing going after Jeff Sessions to me is right on the line of being unforgivable. It supports the theme that a lot of people throw out. And by the way, I have no regrets for having voted for him, because the other side is everything that he's doing is amazing. So I'll put up with this. You don't have to like our politicians. But Sessions was his first supporter, a well-respected attorney general, and for years, right up there is the top one or two favorites in Congress for me. A decent guy. He's doing a great job clearing up sanctuary cities, sending immigrants back over the border where they belong. He's quietly doing a lot. Now, if you want to look at this attack by Trump and how Sessions ultimately responds, does he take it? Does he remain steadfast? I mean, we shouldn't be dealing with these issues. If he has a gripe, do it in a closed office. Can't help himself. Can't help himself. In one sense, he talks about loyalty. In another sense, he's not displaying much of it. Jeff Sessions, legally, I got angry too when I heard that he recused himself from the Russian collaboration, and then I started to read up on this. I'm still annoyed that he did, but he actually went by the law, the law of the land. So there is an intellectual and cerebral case for supporting what he did. And Trump said if he knew we were going to do this, he wouldn't have hired him for attorney general. The responsibility of the attorney general is to the United States first, not the president. Although you all know that Jeff Sessions has been his first major supporter. And it just befuddles me. It befuddles Newt Gingrich, Rudy Giuliani. I'm saying people whose philosophical and political attitudes I tend to agree with. It just frustrates all of us. On the other end, Ann Coulter is screaming, be a man, fire him. So you're getting opinions from all over, but most of them are positive when it comes to Jeff Sessions. You know, he's likable, soft-spoken, very humble. And I think he goes by the law of the land. It's then been complicated by Trump's intervention again in recent days to continue to humiliate him about not going after Hillary Clinton. I mean, I think Hillary Clinton, no, people say she should be behind bars. I think Hillary Clinton should be executed. Executed, not imprisoned. I just think there are 48 deaths that we know of with people who have been associated with this campaign, with the Clintons in one way or another since the 90s. You can include Ron Brown, Vince Foster, and I could go on and on here. And I just think that number is so huge. I mean, it's just a thought. Let me be really clear here. I am not afraid to make accusations under the appropriate circumstances. I'm not making any accusations about Hillary. I'm not involved in that elitist group in Washington. Although I get information off the record, there's not somebody who has whispered in my ear not to say anything about the Clintons. But I believe that, I wholeheartedly believe that it's true. That's why I say, I think she should be executed for treason. So take your choice, either hang her or put her in the electric chair. And if you compare that to what Donald Trump has done, and he was in Ohio yesterday, or was it yesterday, giving a talk to the Boy Scouts. I mean, it was inspirational on one hand. On the other hand, I found it offensive. He should have been there in a tutorial role talking about, and he did very little of it, the great future that was going to open up for these kids. And he spent more than half of it campaigning for himself and talking about the great job he's done. Even though I have no control over anything, I have basically given up. Because it's been scores of times in 7 months here, and I'll throw out the time before he went into politics. That was a whole different ball game. Scores of times where he's just stepped over the line. And all he's doing is providing food for fodder for the Democrat Party. He is killing himself. I don't understand why he doesn't understand it, except to say that in spite of the great job he's doing, I mean, you talk about the amount of bragging and some of these incredible statements that he makes. One has to really wonder. However, as I always say to people, would you rather have Hillary as president? How you doing in the stock market? Got a job now you never had, right? So there you go. I had no doubt that when this campaign started, that I supported Trump 100%. I support him 100% now. If he weren't president and Mike Pence took over, I think Mike Pence is a good guy, but it's not going to be the same. And he's like just about all of the other Republicans, slightly in bed with the rest of the rhinos. I like Mike Pence, and it wouldn't be the worst thing in the world. But you're not going to get done the things that are getting done right now in Washington. It's just not going to happen. I'll go into a little more detail about that and about our lovely Hillary Clinton, the biggest deplorable of them all.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the first national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. Small businesses drive America forward, generating 64% of all new jobs in the last decade. With over 30 million small businesses in the U.S., shouldn't you be watching BizTV? With the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners, BizTV is the network you should be watching. Success stories, new ideas turned into businesses, programs full of sales tips, goal setting, how to manage, how to raise capital, and improving work-life balance. BizTV is for those who want to succeed. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp. InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Biz Talk Radio. Life stories of the Legal Exchange, Sundays 2 to 3, AM 1120, WBNW.
This is Governor Mike Huckabee. Whether you're in Beantown or the rest of America, I'm sure you know that if it's the Red Sox, it's Boston. But if it's business, it's Stu Taylor on business.
In the early morning rain, with a dollar in my hand, and an aching in my heart, pockets full of sand.
Oh, beautiful. I mean, how beautiful does it get? So here you go about Trump. First of all, there was no question philosophically, politically, or culturally, or morally, in my mind, whom I had to vote for. I actually don't even say it. I'm getting so tired of hearing it when people say, we're stuck with Trump, and I'll say, do you want the alternative? So here you go. There was never a question of who I had to vote for, because the alternative is an incompetent liar who referred to me and you and a lot of other people as deplorables. You remember that basket of deplorables comment? She destroyed 33,000 emails that she covertly maintained on her server. But if you look at that alone, and now we're looking at emails about Russia and something that doesn't exist, and I'll tell you, nobody even cares about it. When I see Adam Schiff come on television, that congressman from California, I immediately turn the television off. Remember Hillary lied? See, this is what's not coming out. How dare anyone attack Hillary? She lied. To me, this was just a cardinal sin. She lied to the families of those who fell in Benghazi and what really happened. It had nothing to do with decades of public activity, but a resume of failure. From Hillary Care to Whitewater to Travelgate, to a very mediocre State Department. Even as a senator, I wanted you get a couple of bills passed to name a building. How can people be, how can people be so stupid? If you're listening to this show and you're a Hillary lover, a worshiper, there's no conversation between us. Remember the Russian reset? That was a disaster. She met all these world figures and set a record for traveling, eating well, state banquets. And what did she have to show for it all? It's just, the Arab Spring developed into a nightmare. And I know a lot of this is attributable to Barack Obama, but Hillary was a cohort in that ISIS grew from a junior varsity to the major leagues of terror. And she even found the opportunity to scream on the phone at Benjamin Netanyahu while denying the Jewish right to build without restriction in Jerusalem. So let's see, it's time to vote. Whom will I vote for? Oh, and by the way, let me add, the networks won't publicize this too much. That is ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN and MSNBC about the fact that we are winning the war against ISIS. They don't want to talk about that. Because I hate to say it, that people like Steffi Stephanopoulos, who I interviewed personally at the White House, you can go on my website, and others care more about defeating and hating Trump than they do about helping this country. That's what makes me so angry, and that's what constitutes a large degree of hatred that I have. I had concerns when I voted for Trump. I have concerns today. I share some of the complaints about Trump. I had questions about, will he be a true conservative or a liberal or both? He's not a traditional conservative, but take a look what he's done with the Supreme Court. Take a look what he will do if he doesn't talk himself out of office when Ruth Bader Ginsburg and Kennedy step down. And he his legacy will be a lot based on this. You know, there have been a lot of flops, both by Nixon and others, liberal appointments to the Supreme Court that have not turned out the way they were expected. So let's take a look at the first 6 months of Trump's first term. He succeeded what, you know, I don't like it when he puts himself in a class other than Abraham Lincoln. But that's part of what you have to take with Trump. Why do voters show all of this tremendous support? I can't remember whom the politician was. It was some representative from Ohio who was asked about the response in Youngstown, Ohio, to the 12,000 people plus who attended the rally and were euphoric for Trump. That's a Democratic, or at least it was a Democratic stronghold. Yeah, I know he's not going to deliver on all the promises, but he's already delivered on a lot of them. And the reason he can't deliver on the others is because of what Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi are doing to him. And as far as the Russian stuff, who cares? After 10 months, I've had it. Whether it's about Russian collusion or deals that Jared Kushner did or did not negotiate, whether it's Sessions met when he was a U.S. senator. By the way, prior to being involved in that, you can do it. Or where the Trump campaign chief, Paul Manafort, did business, or the telephone contacts of Michael Flynn. The only one that disturbs me is Michael Flynn. He's gone. The subpoena, I heard just today that the subpoena to bring in Paul Manafort has been withdrawn. I've got to find out more about that and why. So it's been so frustrating that even I now limitedly watch Fox News. Tucker Carlson is solid. Eric Bolling is solid. I'm talking about the major personalities. But, and in many ways, Tucker Carlson's political philosophy is an improvement over Bill O'Reilly's. But let's face it. O'Reilly was really something else, and I do miss him. I'm glad that Megyn Kelly is gone, and by the way, I'm happy to say after 4 weeks her ratings are in the toilet. I'm indifferent about Greta Van Susteren, and I'm not interested anymore in hearing about what's fair and balanced in the debate, because one of the problems of Fox and the other networks is they'll put on a Republican, they'll put on a Democrat. I can name you some. I mean, they're empty suits who parrot just the same kind of verbiage and terminology that everyone else uses. You know, it's a nothing burger. You know, I mean, I'm no genius, but and I've been on television a number of times on these networks, and if I were on, I would just try to not use a parrot the same paragraphs or terminology that others do. Just a personal opinion. And, you know, what they come on with these memorized talking points. And then you got a fight that stands out as a fool named Marie Harf. Remember her when she was with the State Department? She explained that the ISIS beheading stemmed from a lack of job opportunities. It's positively unbelievable. And when I find and I run up against, and I always say this, when I run up against bright people and they're looking to fence with me over this, I don't do it anymore because debate over, we won. Just like the election, we won. The positions that the far left has taken, even in our school systems, where in one particular school system, I think it's Wisconsin to Minnesota, you can't call students boys or girls. You have to call them scholars. And when you go to the prom, there should be no distinction in terms of sex. There's no king of the prom or queen of the prom. I don't remember what the term is. How nuts have we gone? All right, we'll be back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
MyPillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special, plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-950-0658. That's 800-950-0658, and use promo code STU. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
For investors, timberland has become the symbol of safety. Global tropical timber demand continues to surge as the world's population increases. The need for managed, sustainable timber production forests has never been greater. When stock markets crash, trees keep growing. Direct ownership of fully managed tropical timberland acreage is now available to accredited investors. Prime, valuable hardwood groves close to the beautiful Costa Rican border generate and maintain superior long-term wealth. Consider visiting our forest plantations. Qualified accredited investors should go to PreciousTimberProfits.com or dial 855-888-6288 for more information. Call 855-888-6288 or visit PreciousTimberProfits.com. This announcement does not constitute either an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offering made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288, PreciousTimberProfits.com, PreciousTimberProfits.com.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Biz Talk Radio.
You're locked into Money Matters Radio, 1120 AM WBNW.
This is Phyllis Schlafly, and I did an interview with Stu Taylor, and he really knew how to ask the questions. It was a great interview. I appreciate him reading my new book, No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom.
All right, shame on me for 3 days with the intent of bringing up the option, the alternative to Fox Business Channel. I have neglected, not my duty, but I have neglected what I think is a responsibility to a lot of my listeners. I'm not enamored with Fox Business Channel, Fox News Channel anymore, but I am with Fox Business Channel. And Lou Dobbs and Stuart Varney are two of the best, insightful, true conservatives, not afraid to say what they want. And if you're one of those people, and I never was, who watched Johnny Carson and Jay Leno only because I didn't stay up that late, and I mean, they were both great. I must say that. I couldn't even take 30 seconds of the talent that's on today. The only one that's got half an ounce of talent is Jimmy Fallon. I don't watch these shows. And every time I go by and I see Bill Maher is on, because of his intellect, I watch it. Is he any more or less unhinged than Trump, by the way? Is Trump crazy for the tweeting? And is Trump ridiculous talking about all the time he watches Fox and Friends and Morning Joe while they absolutely destroy him every day? I don't know. He may be crazy. He may be. You can think about that one. You've got... When you look back at past administrations and how presidents spent their hours, how about Kennedy? And I know it would be a cardinal sin for me to blast Kennedy, but if you really look deep into Kennedy's career, I can't help it. I like John Kennedy. He was more conservative than he was liberal. But he made a lot of mistakes. And he was running around with Judith Exner and Marilyn Monroe and who knows who else, keeping it all a secret from his wife. That doesn't really matter today. And there are no secrets today. How many hours did Nixon waste with the Watergate cover-up? How many hours did Ford need to devote lovingly to his wife. How many hours did Clinton set aside for, oh, God, where do I begin here? Paula Jones, Kathleen Willey, Monica Lewinsky, I had on here. Dolly, I can't think of her last name, who talked about her sexual escapades with him. And, of course, let's not leave out Juanita Broderick. I think back and I think of one president who devoted himself to the presidency, and he was the second worst in my lifetime, the second worst president of my lifetime. It's Jimmy Carter. He got wrecked. You know, we all have that stamping image. It was the Iran hostage crisis that took him down. And when Reagan took over, it was a whole different mindset and mental attitude. It seemed like we're on the brink of that right now with the frightening prospect of seeing Hillary Clinton in office. I mean, do you like the fact that illegal immigration is down over 70%, and Trump has started to work the wall, by the way, but you won't hear it. Hillary wanted to bring in up to 500,000 people from Syria, Iran, Iraq. How can any reasonable person, to keep coming back to it because I can't believe it, how can any reasonable person have supported Hillary Clinton and that whole gang of Debbie Wasserman Schultz? Here, now we're getting into more stuff that's coming out about hacking into computers, and you're not hearing about it. It's just briefly in the news or mentioned. Each and every one, you heard me, each and every one has more meaning and more of a negative side than what Trump is involved with. I think Trump's biggest problem right now is his erratic behavior, his unpredictability, and his attack on Jeff Sessions. Let me go back here. A Republican voters in 2018 would allow the red state Democrats to sweep the U.S. Senate merely because Chuck Schumer and Elizabeth Warren engage in all of this. While in the White House, maybe the dumbest person, Maxine Waters, calls for the president to be impeached or exiled or both. Excuse me, Maxine. On what grounds? I'm happy Comey was fired. He should have been fired right away. I said it then. Get rid of Comey and our president. Get rid of him. The fact that he leaked secret internal information to the New York Times, that's not a crime. That Trump said afterwards he could not trust Comey. So while he may be quick on the trigger, why does he delay in firing some people that should be immediately dismissed? I would have wiped the scene clear of White House Obama employees and undoubtedly prevented a lot of the leaks that took place. Comey interfered with the election process more than Vladimir Putin did. He aggregated himself the authority to absolve Hillary Clinton. And despite his own recognition that she had committed serious federal crimes, he never, ever, ever dealt with the shadow government, which was his department. I think Comey should be in prison as well. Am I a bad guy for thinking this way? In summary, I love this country. I grew up in this country when we just weren't dealing with any of this stuff. Fortunately, now we are. Thanks for listening. See you back here tomorrow. Okay.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.